सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So we are in the 11th chapter of Canto 3. 11th chapter, and it is about time in all its dimension. Vidur asked, Maitriji, you tell me about the kal, about the time, how it is calculated and all that. So verse number 1.
मैत्रेय उवाच चरमसद्विशेषानां अनेको संयुत सदा परमानुसव्विज्ञेयः नृणामैक्यभ्रमो यतः।
द मेटीरियल मैनिफेस्टेशन अल्टीमेट पार्टिकल विच इज इंडिविजिबल एंड नॉट फॉर्म्ड इनटू ए बॉडी इज कॉल्ड एटम। द डेफिनेशन ऑफ एटम इज गिवन इन वर्स नंबर 1। व्हाट इज एन एटम? The smallest particle which cannot further be divided, individual and not invisible also, you cannot see it, that is called an atom. It exists as invisible identity even after dissolution of all forms. Therefore, the whole Srishti has come with the union of these atoms. They are so individual, tiny. That was the first thing. And the combination of all this has become whole world. Not only that, the material body is but a combination of such atoms. It is misunderstood by the common man. And the common man actually it is everything is atom only, nothing else. And common man thinks this is chair, this is table. But what actually it is an atom. It's a combination of different atoms and this has become like this.
Satayeva padarthasya swarupavasthitasyata kaivalyam paramamahan visesho nirantaraha avisesho nirantaraha.
Atoms are ultimate state of manifest universe. When they stay in their own form without forming different bodies, they are called unlimited oneness. In their natural state, they are unlimited in numbers and they are identical, oneness. They are certainly different bodies in physical form, but the atoms themselves form the complete manifestation. The whole Srishti is created by those small, tiny atoms. At that initial stage, there is no dissolution in the atoms. No dissolution. Even we see if you make a brick from the earth or the clay, ultimately, after 100 years, it will become again earth. Atom, we created a brick, then goes back to atom. This atom is never destroyed. Number two, there is no old and new atoms. We cannot say this is the new atom, this is old atom. No aging there. And third, there is no ghat and pat. There is no ghat and pat means, ghat means pot, pat means cloth. You cannot say, oh, this atom is a ghat, is like a pot, or no specification, no visheshta, no qualities as yet come. So that is the state of the finest particle of matter.
Evam kalopyanumitah sokshme sthaule cha sattama samsthana bhuktya bhagavan vyakto avyakta bhuk vibhuhu.
How can we calculate time? One can estimate time by measuring the movement of the atomic combination of the bodies. How the bodies are formed? By the combinations of the atoms. How the time will be measured? Like we measure in the race and all that, how do we measure the time? Ready, steady, go, then the zero. Then the time taken in reaching the other end, that is the time. Similarly, one particle forming into something, it takes some time, then you measure time. In the beginning, only atom were there. When the transformation starts happening, stages starts coming, then you can say from stage 1 to stage 2, this much time was taken. From stage 2 to stage 3, this much time was taken. This way, when there is a transformation, then you can measure the time. I told you the definition of time also earlier. The scientists say that it is a difference between two events. Mm-hmm. Time is the difference between two events happening outside, but the Rishi Muni says it is the difference between two thoughts in my mind, thought number one and thought number two. What is the difference? We can say this is the difference between three thoughts. Similarly, here again scientists will be saying that transformation happening outside in the atoms, we can measure time. What is this time? Time is the power of Hari. It is the power of the Lord. And Hari controls all physical movement, but He is invisible in any physical form. So who is the controller of time? Hari is the controller of time. If He is the controller of time, so whatever combinations are happening, He is controlling everything. But He is invisible. Atoms are also invisible. You need some instrument to see. But the ultimate controller is Hari. Actually, time is also in the Srishti, in the Maya. Atom is also in the Maya. Time is also comes under Maya. And the Srishti, whole universe, the Srishti and the atom is also in Maya. And who is the controller of Maya? We say Brahman, but in Bhagavat it has to be said Hari. Hari is the controller. But can we see Hari or the Brahman? No, we can't see Brahman, we can't see Hari also. Invisible.
Sakala paramanuvai bhungte paramanutam. Sato vishesha bhugyastu sakala paramo mahan.
The period required for the sun, the indicator of time to pass or cross a parmanu. How much is the parmanu? We'll see. Time is measured by sun. You have seen Jantar Mantar in Delhi. They measure by the shadow. It is the movement, actually it is not the movement of sun, it is the movement of earth. Sun is not moving, but we all say sun rises and sun sets. It is because of the earth is moving, not the sun. So here it is said, it is the movement, the period required for the sun, the indicator of time to pass or cross a parmanu. Parmanu, it will tell how much is the parmanu. Cross, the sun to cross that particle is called the Parmanu, block of universe. And what is Parmanu? It constitutes the basic block of the material of universe. And therefore, it is called Parmanu. Sabse chota wala, atom. And that which extends over the whole lifespan of universe from creation to dissolution, in longest measure of time can be called Kalah Parmo Mahan. So the smallest time is the sun taking time to cross that smallest particle is the smallest unit of time, the atom, Parmanu. And the what is the longest time? Longest time is the whole creation. The life of the creation is measured in time. How is that? It is called Mahakal. It covers the life of Brahmaji. It covers the life of Brahmaji. It is not the Brahmaji life. It covers Brahmaji's life, which is Dviparardha. That means two halves, 50 years, 50 years. We call it Dviparardha. It will be discussed in the coming letter.
अनुर्द्वै परमाणु स्यात् त्रसरेणुस्त्रय स्मृतः जालार्करश्म्यवगतः कमेवानुपतन्नगात्
अनुर्द्वै परमाणु स्यात् व्हाट इज दिस परमाणु टू परमाणु इज इक्वल टू वन अणु नाउ यू हैव टू राइट ऑन द बोर्ड टू परमाणु यू विल राइट इन हिंदी और इंग्लिश There will be about 11, 12.
Okay.
Huh? And keep half of the for further calculation. You use the half or three fourth.
Divide.
Yes. No, abhi nahi karo. Aap likhte jao. Two parmanu. Two parmanu is equal to one anu. One atom. This is the smallest. In science also, I am not fully conversant.
Now, one atom is equal to then parmanu should be the smallest, right? Why one?
Yeah, two parmanu because always they, what they say in science, neutron.
Yeah, neutron.
They always say together,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, right, yeah.
That is why it is two parmanu. Two parmanu is equal to one anu. You cannot split that.
Yeah.
But they are combination of two, na? So that is together they are taken as one anu. One anu.
Anu is atom.
Anu is atom. Anu is atom. Trasrenu trasmrita. Trasrenu three anu is equal to tras one trasrenu. Three anu.
Three atoms.
Is called trasrenu.
Trasrenu.
Tra
means three.
Trasrenu. T-R-A-S-A-R-E-N-U-H. Trasrenu. T R A S A R E N U H Trasrenu. So three anu is equal to one trasrenu. Okay. Jalark Rasmi Avagata Khenvanu Pat Annagat. What is that? You see, how can you see this trasrenu? You cannot see the earlier stage,
yeah.
The atom. You can see trasrenu. How? I was trying to see here, but I could not see.
Yeah,
light is coming from a pinhole. You are sitting somewhere, and all the windows are doors are closed. There is a small hole, and from that a ray of sun ray is coming in, and in that you will find some of the party flying above, is going up. So that atom, that is trasrenu.
In India you can see it.
Trasrenu is moving, is going up, is so light. Trasrenu. So he is saying that also, how you will see that trasrenu, see in that way. Have you understood? You go and see when the sun is rising, everything is closed, and from somewhere here it is, everything is airtight. you can't see, but in India you will find the cracks and all that, the light is coming in, and in that light you will find the particles are moving. You can see clearly with open eyes, you don't need anything. And those particles are going up toward the sky. It is so light. Trasrenu. Very good. Then after that?
Trasrenu straya smrita.
Three anu is equal to one trasrenu.
Okay. Trasrenu trikambungte yakala satruti smritaha satabhagastu vedasyat taitribhistulavasmritaha.
So now these three trasrenu is called one truti. Three trasrenu is equal to one truti, T-R-U-T-I. So, three trasrenu is equal to one truti, and satbhagastu bedha syat. Satbhaga, 100 truti is equal to one bedha. 100 truti is equal to one bedha.
Vedha.
Not ved. Vedha. Dha. V for victory. V-E-D-H-A. Vedha. And tribhastu labha smrita, three vedha is equal to one lava. Three vedha is equal to one lava, L-A-V-A. One lava. Not lay, love.
Different time.
Units of time. I will explain you later on. The mathematical portion will come. I will show you. Achha, lava smrita. Seventh.
Niveshastri labogeya amnataste trayakshanah kshanat pancha vidukhashtam laghutadasha pancha cha.
Then he says, three lava is equal to one nimisa. Nimisa, three lava gaya. Three lava is equal to one nimis. Nimis is N-I-M-E-S-A. Nimesa. Three lava is equal to one nimesa. Amnaste trayachana, and three nimas is equal to one chan. Three nimas. Chan, K-S-A-N-A. Chana.
K-S-A-N-A.
Then chanan pancha vidu kastan, and five chana is equal to one kastha. Five chan. Is equal to one kastha. K-A-S-T-H-A, kastha. Then says, laghuta das pancha cha, das and pancha. Das means 10, pancha means 5. 10 plus 5, 15. So 15 kastha is equal to one laghu. 15 kastha is equal to one laghu. Laghu will be spelled L-A-G-H-U.
Laghuni vai samamnata dasha pancha cha nadika tvede muhurta praharah shadyam saptavarnam.
Laghuni vai samnata, samnata means is called. Dasa pancha cha nadika. So, das and pancha, 15 laghu is equal to one nadika. 15 Laghu is equal to 1 nadika, N-A-D-I-K-A, nadika. Then te dve muhurtah, 2 nadika is equal to 1 muhurat. This word you know, na muhurat. 2 nadika is equal to 1 muhurat. Prahara sadhyam saptava niranam. Then 6 or 7 nadika, 6 oblique 7 nadika. Is equal to 6 or 7 nadika, 1 prahara. 1 prahara of nirinam, of human being. Nirinam is human being. So these are calculations of all for our purpose, human beings.
Prahara, is that why they say dopahar?
Like three, after, yes. Dopahar. Yes, this no, is not dopahar.
No,
I will
not
tell
dopahar.
You. I will tell you. Prahar means 3 hours. It's all a technical word. I'm coming, I will show you how it is happening. Prahar.
One prahar, which is equivalent to 3 hours.
No, I will show you how it is happening now.
3 hours abhi mat
likho. Oh, I will show you.
Nahin.
Sare din mein in 24 hours there are 8 prahars.
Shivaratri mein 3-3 ghante mein jal chadta
hai na. So 8 prahar means 3 hours. In a day there are 24 hours there are 8 prahars. Achha, why prahar 20, it is said one prahar is equal to 6-7 nadika. This time actually increases and decreases. In Uttarayan and Dakshinayan, they changes. So prahar time will be changing according to the Uttarayan and Dakshinayan. The minimum is 6 nadika and maximum is 7 nadika. So how much is 1 nadika? 3 hours is equal to 180 minutes. 3 into 60. You all agree?
Yeah.
180. Chalo. Is equal to 180 minutes. So if we divide it by 6, 30. So 1 nadika is equal to 180 minutes divided by 6 is equal to 30 minutes. 1 nadika is equal to 30 minutes. And 6 nadika, 30 into 6 is equal to 3 hours. 30 minutes into 6, 3 hours is equal to 1 prahar. Clear? So now one nadika has got 15 laghus. That means 50 minutes divided by 2 is equal to
30.
30 divided by 15 is equal to 2 minutes. So 1 laghu is equal to 2 minutes. In 1 laghu there are 15 kasthas. So 2 minutes is equal to 120 seconds. divided by 15 is equal to
8
seconds. So, one kastha is equal to 8 seconds. Difficult mathematics. We are going reverse. Okay. So, in one kastha, there are 5 chana. So, 8 seconds divided by 5 is equal to, let us write 8 by 5 seconds. ठीक है, मोर देन 1 सेकेंड, 1.6 सेकेंड एग्जैक्ट, इफ यू वांट इट इज 1.6 सेकेंड. सो 1 क्षण इज इक्वल टू 8.5 एंड वी वांट टू कम टू 1 निमिष, सो डिवाइड इट बाय 3. So, 8 by 5 seconds divided by 3 will be 8 by 15 seconds, less than half second, a little bit more than,
a little bit more than,
more than
five.
Half second. Wow. So nimisha has got 3 lava. So 1 lava is equal to 8 by 15 second divided by 3 is equal to 8 by 45. Lava. Acha, 1 lava has got
3 Vedas.
So 1 Veda will be 845 divided by 3 is equal to 8 by 135 seconds. Kisne bola? Pramila ji ne bola. Are you very good in math? Ama? Very good. We have to, 1 Veda is equal to 8 by 135 seconds. So in 1 Veda there are 100 tuti. So therefore 8 divided by 135 divided by 100 is equal to 8 by 135 00 seconds. And if you have got a calculator, then this is equal to 0.8030559926 seconds. This much the calculator. That much fracted, that much fraction of the second. So now comes, this is one truti. In one truti, there are 3
trasarenu.
So 8, 13, 500 divided by 3 is equal to 40,500 seconds. Which one?
The next one.
This division.
Yeah.
How much is point?
0001975.
1975. thrust renu. Now, how much is the an atom? So, 80, 40, 500 divided by 3 is equal to 8. This is equal to 0.12345843636. So, one atom of time is equal to divide 1 second into 100,000 parts. 1 second ko 1 lakh bhag karo, 100,000. Then 6 part is 1 atom. Do we calculate up to this in our that?
Uncle, 8 seconds.
Only up to 100.
So, kya put?
Yeah, we say Kshan means a moment. Shana, but this Kshan is.
Kshan and Pala
use it. Yeah.
Muhurta also.
Now he's telling. Now he is giving an example how to measure one nadika. One nadika is equal to 30 minutes. How to measure one nadika? Practical example he is giving. Verse number 9.
Dvadva sartha palunmanam chaturvish chaturungulaihi swarnamasaikrita chidram yavat prastha jalaplutam.
He says, make a vessel. Make a vessel. The vessel should be of the copper. What will be the weight of that?
Swarnamasa.
No, wait. What is the weight of that vessel? It says, dvadas ardha. Dvadas, dvadas means how much? 12. Half of that?
6.
6 pala. 6 pala is equal to 96 masas or 8 tolas or is equal to 90.718474 gram. So you have to take a copper of 91.718474 gram and you have to make in such a way that it should hold one prastha of water. One prastha of water, prastha means 2 seers. You don't know what is seer. Have you heard, Amma, what is seer? Kya, earlier the doodhwala used to give measuring. Seer. Not the kilo and liters were not there. Seer. So that container should hold at least 2, is it more or less 2 liters of water, more or less. Okay, then what you should do? Then that vessel should be drilled. Drilled with what? So he says, you take chaturbhi chaturungale, you take 4 masa of gold, 4 masa of gold and make that into a needle. The gold should be in the needle form. How long? It's 4 angul. And with that you drill that pot. After drilling, you put that pot in water. And the time taken by that hole to fill that water is 1 nadika. it will take 30 minutes. We have now something like of sand and two, then they you measure time. Same thing here. How exact they are, you have how much copper you have to take, 90 grams, make a vessel of what size, the size is 2 shears, then you have to drill a hole. At that time they could not say 1 millimeter, 2 millimeter drill. You also drill, huh? So they are saying, okay, you take a gold. How much gold? 4 masas, so much. And then make a needle. How long? It's not 8 inches, or you have to make 4 angles. Then you drill it.
यामश्चत्वारश्चत्वारः मर्त्यानामहनि युभे पक्ष पञ्चदशहानि शुक्लकृष्णश्च मानद
यामश्च चत्वारो चत्वारो मर्त्यानामहनि युभे सो दे आर इन द डे 4 यमज आर देयर इन द नाइट 4 यम चार 8 हो गए हैं 8 यम द डे टाइम 4 But day time increases, decreases, that is why the Narika is 6 or 7, yes, said, to accommodate the daytime. In Uttarayan, the daytime is more, night is less. And in Dakshinayan, night is more and the daylight is less. Paksha pancha dasahani. And what is the paksha? 15 days. 15 days is called one paksha. Krishna Paksha and Shukla Paksha. Is it not so? We say Krishna Paksha, Shukla Paksha. Shukla Paksha means the bright night and dark night, waxing and waning of the moon. We have got 2 paksha. And 2 paksha makes 1 month. Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha. Okay. Then after that?
This is शुक्लपक्ष कृष्णपक्ष तयो समुच्चयो मासः पितॄणां तदहर्निशं दौतावृतुक्षडयनं दक्षिणं चोत्तरं दिवि
तयो समुच्चय मासः समुच्चय मीन्स द कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ टू मीन्स शुक्लपक्ष एंड कृष्णपक्ष दैट मेक्स 1 मंथ बट दैट 1 मंथ इज इक्वल टू पितॄणां तद अहर्निशं अहर डे निशा रात्रि is equal to 1 day and night or 24 hours of Pitru. So the clock of this world and the clock of Pitrulok and the clock of Brahmaji all are different. So our 30 days is equal to 1 day of Pitrulok.
1 month of
humans is equal to 1 day and 1 night, that means 24 hours. Then dau tavrat ritu, dau means 2 months. 2 months is called ritu, season. Now we have got 6 seasons in India, you can see it. But here in Chicago there are only 2 seasons, everybody say construction season and the winter season. So winter season is over, now the construction season is coming. But in India you find clearly, now there Basant has started from the 15th. They say na, Basant Panchami in the January, February somewhere. Aya Basant, Pala Ulan, but here the Pala is still there, snow is still coming. You can't see Basant. Sadayan Dakshinam Chotaram Divi, and the 6th month is Dakshinayan and 6th month is Uttarayan. What is Dakshinayan and Uttarayan? Sun moves, now it is Uttarayan going on. It started from 13-14 January. We call it Bada Din. Here they say 25th December is Bada Din. But it's close. I mean, it's only 15 days difference. So 13, 14 January to 13, 14, 15 July, the sun will be moving from Dakshin, from the south to north. And Uttarayan, this is called Uttarayan, is going to Uttar, north. What happens in the Uttar when it is moving toward the north? The daylight is more. Number of hours of day is more. And then again from 15th July or 14th, 15th July, it will start going toward the south. What will happen? Daylight will slowly, 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 slowly come down. So 6 months is Uttarayan and 6 months is Dakshinayan.
Hayane Chahani Prahu Batsaro Dwadasa Smritaha Samvatsara Shatam Rinam Paramayur Nirupitam.
Ayane Chahani, this two ayan constitute 1 year. Chahani Prahur Vatsara Dwadas Smritaha. Dwadas Smritaha, it is equal to 1 day of Devtas. So 1 month of human being is equal to 1 day and night of Pitras, Pitralok. And 1 year of human being is equal to 1 day of Devata. So nobody has invented a watch. You have got a watch which will give you time on central zone, east zone, or this zone, that zone. In India, what is the time? They can tell you, but nobody can tell you what is the Pitralok time now. What is the time in Devtalok? Different clocks. Sambatsara satam nirinam paramayu nirupitam. And this way, 100 years is considered as the life, maximum life, 100 years of a human being. 100 years of the life of a human being. This is in the beginning of the Kali Yuga. After the end of the Kali Yuga, it will be 30 years. This will be said later on. 30 years.
Garhakshatara chakrastha paramanvadina jagata samvatsaravasanena paryatyannimisho vibhu.
Abiding in the circle of galaxies, stars and planets, the sun, who is the lord of time, circles around whole world of 12 rasi in a period of 1 year. So, sun travels all 12 rasis in 1 year. And all the star galaxies, they all rotate in their sphere. It's all fixed. Nobody deviates. Their speed, their area and everything is fixed. But the sun travels in 12 rasis in 1 year.
Samvatsara prativatsara idavatsara evacha anuvatsaro vatsarascha viduraivam prabhasyate.
Now he is saying samvatsara, parivatsara, idavatsara, anuvatsara, vatsara are the name of several periods of time covered by 1 year. These words are sometimes you will find. And what is the meaning of those words? So it says, the time taken by the sun to traverse one rasi is called the solar month, and 12 solar months is samvatsar. So samvatsar means the time taken by the sun to traverse one rasi is called a solar month. So there are 12 rasis. So it will take 12 months time. 12 months. So those 12 months is called Sambatsar, the time taken by sun.
1 year.
Sambatsar. What is Parivatsar? The period for which Jupiter remains in 9 Rasi is called Parivatsar. Jupiter, Brihaspati, it stays in 9 Rasis. The time taken to traverse this 9 Rasi is called Parivatsar. Jupiter does that. So this calendar is according to the Jupiter, Parivasa. For commercial purpose, 30 days is equal to 1 month and 12 such months is equal to Iravatsar. Normally, what is the 1 month is equal to 30 days. We don't say 28 days or 31 days. Normally, we say 30 days. 30 days into 12, 360 days is called Iravatsar. This is for our commercial purpose. New moon to new moon is a lunar month. 12 such month is Anuvatsar. So there is a difference between lunar month and solar month. There is a time difference. So new moon is a lunar month and 12 such month is Anuvatsar. Then what is Vatsar? It is the time taken by the moon to traverse the 27 stellar constellations is a stellar month and 12 such months is Vatsar. I have given you the definition of all the word used here. Sambatsar. Sambatsar is the solar. Sambatsar is common. Parivatsar is the Jupiter. And Anuvatsar is the moon. And the time taken by moon to traverse the 27 stellar constellations is a stellar month and 12 such month is Vatsar. So different terminology, different meaning. Later on they may be using these words. So that is why all details are given here.
Yasrijya shakti murudhocchva svayan svasaktya pumso bhramaya dividhavati bhuta bhedah kalakshaya kalakhaya gunamayam kratubhir vitanvam tasmai balim harat vatsara panchakaya.
O Vidur, sun enlivens all entities with his unlimited heat and light, accepted by all of us. Sun is enlivening all entities with his heat and light, number one. Number two, he diminishes the duration of life of all beings in order to release from their illusion of material attachment. He diminishes the life of all beings. Why he is diminishing? So that we are forcibly detached from the illusory material attachment. We discussed this in our Bhagavad Gita class also, in last class only. If we want to reach the Lord, what we have to do? Sadhana number one is disidentify. Disidentify from anatma. I'm not saying body. Disidentify from anatma. All whole world is anatma. Jagat is also anatma. My body is also anatma. And all the people related to me is also anatma. We all are identified with it. So sadhana for reaching Atman is disidentify, not destroy. We don't say destroy your body, destroy the world. No, we don't say that. Because it's the only identification with the objects of the world give us sorrow. Only identification. If we disidentify, there is no sorrow. So where is this identification? This identification is in mind. So when the mind is disidentified from the anatta vastu, that mind is to be given some job, identified with the Atman now. Many times I have said there are only two things in the world, one is the Atma and another is Anatma. We are identified with the Anatma and disidentified with Atma. The scripture says disidentify from the Atma and identify with identified with the Atman. Well, this much is to be done. If you don't do, then Lord Sun will disidentify you. He will cut your life. Forcibly he will see that you are disidentified. So why not accept while living? Disidentify. It's not saying don't enjoy. He's not saying to destroy your body or destroy your property or destroy your wealth. He's only saying this much, don't identify. If you are identified with it, then you are more or less imprisoned by those objects of the world. You have forgotten your goal. You are lost in this jungle of sense objects. These sense objects and sense organs are created by Lord. These are for the enjoyment. These are for our purpose. But take from the world only that much which is required to keep this vehicle fit for our journey to our goal. We have forgotten our goal. Our goal has become this material world. Our goal is to make 5 houses. Our goal is to make so much of money. Again, anatma vastu. Our goal is to keep my body always young. Anatma vastu. So he's saying, don't waste your time here. Take from world as much as it required. Keep the vehicle fit. Unless this vehicle is fit, you cannot reach there. You have to keep it clean, look after it well. That is required. How much time do you need for that? Have we balanced our life? No, our life is imbalanced, more in the material side and zero in the spiritual side. So this warning, again it is given by Bhagavat, that the sun will come and forcibly cut your life. He is doing it. Every day it is, our life is going away. And he also does one more thing. He enlarges the path of elevation to heaven. Enlarges the path to heaven means what? You see, the light means knowledge. Light means knowledge. Who gives us the light? Sun gives us the light. When he gives us more light? In the Uttarayan, the light is more. Number of hours is more. Is it not so? That is why Bhishma Pitamaha wanted to die in Uttarayan. It's not, the purpose is not that he wanted to wait for this Uttarayan. Uttarayan means he wanted to die in knowledge. If you die in knowledge, what will happen? Either you go to the Swarga or the higher loka, or if you get the knowledge here itself, you are liberated here. You don't have to go to the Swarga and then go up slowly, slowly, slowly up a Krama Mukti. You can get instant mukti, sadhya mukti here. But he elevates there also. He thus moves in the sky with the great velocity. We see that he is moving, but really speaking, the earth is moving with the great velocity, and therefore everybody should offer respect once every 5 years. Balim harta vatsa panchakaya. Vatsar panchakaya. In 5 years, you must offer one puja to Lord Sun. This is what Bhagavat is saying.
Viduruvacha. Viduruvacha. Pitrideva manushyanam. Ayu paramidam smritam paresham gati machakshva esu kalpadavahir vidaha.
Now Vidur says, you have spoken about the lifespan of man, Pitrulok and Devlok. What is the lifespan of man? 100 years. And what is the clock of Pitrulok? 1 month of human is 24 hours of Pitrulok. And what is the Devta's clock?
1 year.
1 year is equal to 1 day of Devta. He said, you have told about these only. Now you tell me about those highly evolved souls who are beyond the universe of three worlds. You have told me about only Bhu, Bhuvaswa. Bhu means this lok, starting from Paramanu to month, year, 100 years, you have explained me. You have told me about the Pitralok also, Bhuva. You have told me about the Swarga also. But there is Mahar Jana Tapa Satyam. You have not told me about that. And Brahmaji, Sanak, Bhrigu, they are staying there. They are the higher lok. You tell me about that also.
Bhagavan Veda Kalasya Gatim Bhagavato Nanu Vishwam Vijakshate Dhira Yoga Radhena Chakshusha.
An all-knowing person like you knows everything about time. He is telling Maitriji, you are a realized person. You know everything. You know about all the worlds. Great men have the yogic vision before which everything is clear. So you have got that vision. You can tell me what is Mahajana Tapa, all the 14 lokas. So you tell me about their kal, their time also. So that I have got the complete vision. So now it will be coming, all the yogas will be coming. Their calculation will come. There also little bit of mathematics is there. We'll see in our next class. यहाँ आएंगे जो ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम